Bad guy. Duh. Do 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 do
Ding, da
do
da
do
ding,
do
ding,
do.
ding, da da ding, ding, ding,
You
da da
don't
ding,
know about
ding,
Billie
ding, da da
Eilish,
ding,
Sunday
ding.
in Europe.
No, I went into Bugsy Malone because I'm a massive gay. Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 14th to the 16th of July. Ish 2025 schedules, sports. Oh, it's driving me mad. Joining me as usual is Ree. Hello, Ree. How are you this week?
I'm all right, Rob. How are you?
Very, very well. Very well. So, what a week we have had in Walford. This is ridiculous. I mean, Oscar Branning has arrived. How
Hasn't he
hasn't he
just?
just?
Do you know what, as well? People are a bit like, oh, you know, he's over the top and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, do you know what? I wouldn't mind him staying at this level for
I,
the
do you know
entire
what? It's
time. I
fine.
think he's
It's
great.
absolutely fine.
Yeah,
I so weirdly,
works.
I haven't seen a huge amount. Like I was expecting, like considering like the level that he is, and the fact that he's young as well, because young people always get so much crap off social media when they first arrive. I've seen very, very. He seems to, from everything I've seen online, he seems to be pretty much universally like, oh, we like him. He's fun. We like him a lot. He's chaos. He's absolute chaos.
Think he's injecting a bit of humor into the show as well, isn't he, at
He's
the minute? I
great.
think because yeah, we love EastEnders, but it is a bit dark and you know,
Sometimes, yeah,
sometimes. So
sometimes.
you do need that light-hearted kind of
I mean,
character.
was there any doubt when Pierre Moliere arrived on the
Moliere
set? But of course,
on
Pierre
this
Moliere
square.
on the square, he has arrived. It has
Do you
commenced.
know what it feels a bit like to me as well? He's not the same, but maybe I don't know if it's a spoiler, but we know that Freddie's leaving.
Yes. Yeah,
I
he's
feel
a
like
much
you
more
could fit that
chaotic.
kind of
Yeah, yeah,
role,
yeah, yeah,
if
yeah.
you know
He's
what I
a
mean. Yeah.
much more chaotic version of Freddy, isn't he? Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
He's a
I mean,
lot
I.
younger. I think he's younger as
Yeah,
well.
he's younger.
So,
17, I
yeah.
think he is. 17.
17. Yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
we will be talking much more about Oscar
Yeah, we
later
shall.
on in the
Yeah.
podcast. Very, very good stuff. And we've got some other stuff to discuss as well. We'll start off with Nigel. Because we've had another, well, sort of, I'd say another return. We've had a big return this week with Julie, and we'll talk about her and her role in the Nigel storyline. So we have much to be getting on with in this week's Albert Square After Dark. Right, first cab off the rank, ladies and gents. Let's talk about Nigel. Big developments here with the arrival of Julie. Now, is it surprising that it's taken this long for Julie to arrive on the scene, do you think?
Yeah, I were expecting her about 6 months ago. I think I've said it a couple of times when on our
On our
podcast
podcast, yeah, this
about
podcast,
can't get words out today. Yeah, I think we've said it before, like surely Julie's coming back soon, because it just didn't feel right that he were keeping it from her for all that time as well. Like I know he had all these ideas about not wanting to burden himself on her, but then we were like, wouldn't it be worse when she suddenly finds out he's died and that
Yeah,
he
it'd
had
be 10 times
dementia
worse.
for?
Yeah, I feel like she was always coming back. I feel like this
Yeah.
was almost like, yes, we're in the Wade era now, but I feel like you know, in the Clemens era, this would have been arranged. Like, yeah, she's coming back at
Yeah,
some point
definitely.
for
Yeah,
sure.
yeah.
And she does arrive this week. Still played by Karen, what's her name? Karen Henthorne. It was brilliant, by
Yes.
the way. I thought she was gave a really sort of grounded, realistic, earthy
Yes,
performance. I really liked her.
definitely. Yeah, I agree. I think as well, because obviously we've not seen them to. How long has it been since she's been on EastEnders?
We're talking like
About 30 years.
well, it was the length she left when Nigel did, so we're talking like
Yeah.
nearly 30 years,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. You could tell that she made it feel like they had had a lifetime together already,
Yeah.
if you know what I mean. Like, I feel like she delivered that quite well.
I mean, and I get that some people are going to be sort of like, how can she just kind of come in and then just take Nigel away? Like, that's outrageous. But at the same time, it's sort of like, I feel like they really sort of highlighted well, like, what someone like that would be going through with a situation like this. Like, you thought your husband had just literally just left you and run away, which was
Yeah.
so out of character for him. And then you're literally discovering that he's got dementia. And he is dying, and he's left you a video message. And, like, what does that do to you? Like, that is heartbreaking.
It is, and I'm just thinking, like, of me and my partner, if that happened with us, I
Yeah.
would be like, yeah, he's getting on train with me in
Yeah,
morning. What
of
are you doing?
course. Of course
Like,
you would.
thank you. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
Thanks.
but
But
see you later.
also, he
Yeah.
should have got in touch with me and he's coming home with
100%.
me because I'm his
Yeah.
wife and, you know, I'm the one who's going to look after him in sickness and in health and all that.
Absolutely. And it wasn't even Phil that got in touch with her. Like, he sort of had the idea kind of bouncing around for a little while, but I don't think Phil was ever planning on ever getting in touch with her. Purely for selfish reasons in a lot of ways, because,
I agree.
Very much established that him and Nigel are sort of very much relying upon each other. In fact, in many ways, I think that Phil is relying on Nigel as much as Nigel is relying on him.
Definitely. And like you say, I do think it was on the selfish side. They did have a pact though, didn't they, where it were like, you know,
Yeah.
obviously when he found out what Nigel's intentions were about
Yeah.
wanting to go to the seaside and, you know, end his
Yeah, 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 yeah.
life. Then Phil did agree, right, I won't get in touch with Julie though, I'll respect your wishes, let's have a deal.
It
But we've
wasn't.
said this before, at what point do you go back on that and do what's right for
Yeah,
somebody?
of course. I mean, it's not exactly a legally binding contract, is it? You know,
No.
he didn't need to get Richie involved for this. Like, he could just say,
No,
like, it's probably time to get in touch with Julie now. But I feel like he was
actually,
never, ever going to do that.
No, I don't think he was going to. And I'm surprised it took Jay to be the one to tell him. But actually, it felt so right that it was Jay because he was thinking about his experience with Lola, obviously,
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
how he would have felt in that situation. And again, he was thinking, he wasn't really thinking necessarily about Nigel. He was thinking more about how that would have affected Julie, which I don't think anybody, well,
And
I
no
don't
one's
think
considered
Phil
that.
considered that.
No, of course he
Phil didn't
hadn't.
consider it at all, did he?
No, at all. And we saw how badly it had affected Julie when we were looking at her social media and seen that literally every day since Nigel disappeared, she's been like sharing missing pictures of him. Please get in
Bless her.
touch if you know anything. Every single day, bless her. Like, she must have been going absolutely like out of her mind with worry and despair about the whole thing. So she finally gets this phone call from Jay saying, yeah, he's here. And Jay doesn't tell her straight away what's actually going on with him.
No.
Which, I mean, I think that's right. Like, how do you explain that over the phone? It's like, this is a conversation we need to have face to face, surely, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And it's difficult, especially because it would have been so out of the blue for her and how
Yeah.
she's not even seen the progression. So last she
Yeah.
saw him, everything were happy as
It was
Larry. Then he's
fine,
just
yeah.
done a runner. And then next thing, you know, he didn't even recognize her when he
Well,
sees her.
this is the other heartbreaking thing, is like when she finally sees him. It's sort of, she's sort of like, hi, it's me. Hi, where I missed you so much. And he's like, who the hell are you? Like, it breaks your heart. It really, really does. And I
I
get
know.
why she went in there like a bull in a china shop with Phil. Like, because of course you would. Of course you
Yeah.
would.
Yeah.
And then Phil and Julia are sort of at loggerheads throughout the week, and it's upsetting Nigel because he's getting all confused. Paul Bradley
Yeah.
was great as well this week, I thought, by the way.
He's
Like,
always great,
he's
isn't he?
amazing,
He's
isn't he? He's
knocking this out of
amazing.
the park,
Yeah,
isn't he,
yeah, yeah.
at the minute? Yeah.
And then they eventually sort of like Julie and Nigel talk, and Phil is sort of left with the option of, yeah, you, cause I guess you need to go with her then. And it absolutely breaks his heart. And he lashes out, shall we say, but we'll talk about more about Phil lashing out in a
Yeah, he
second.
can't even bear to say goodbye to him, can he?
That's so Phil, though, isn't it? Like, Phil
It
doesn't
is
do
very
goodbyes.
Phil.
Yeah, it's so
Yeah,
Phil. I
it is
never
very
ever, there
Phil.
wasn't a second of me that expected him to go outside and say goodbye to
No.
Nigel because he's angry as well. Like, he doesn't think it's fair that this has been taken away from him when he needs Nigel the most at this point.
Yeah, this is it. At what point was Phil doing what were right for Nigel or what were right for himself? And everyone else could see it weren't healthy, couldn't they, around
Yeah.
Phil? Like, but he just didn't want to listen, did he, to anybody?
So Julie and Nigel go off. I can't
Yes.
see this lasting very long.
Well, do you know what? I was shocked. I was like, is this isn't us saying bye to Nigel? Surely, like, this doesn't feel right. This can't be a goodbye to Nigel. And then, I don't know if this is a spoiler or not.
No,
Do a
spoiler
little
siren,
bit,
spoiler siren,
Nino.
spoiler siren.
Yeah,
He's
Nino,
back. He's
Nino,
back next
Nino.
week. It's fine.
Oh, is it next
Yeah,
week?
he's
Oh,
back next
right,
week. It's
fair.
fine. Yeah,
I'd
I was worried as
read,
well.
I'd,
I was worried as well because
right,
I hadn't
yeah,
seen
okay.
anything at that
Yeah,
point when he left. And I
yeah.
was sort of like, wait, as why did you come in and just axe the Nigel
Yeah, that's
storyline?
what
Like,
I thought.
what? No,
Yeah.
mad, mad. No, we don't like this.
Yeah.
It's fine. He's back next week.
Oh, okay. I knew that Julie were coming back, and I was like, if
Yeah.
Julie's coming back, then surely. Because then I thought maybe it's going to be that actually they're going to see that Nigel feels more familiar in a place that he knew well 30 years ago. Because obviously, with dementia, they
Yeah.
often do go back to like that kind of age that he was when he
Yeah.
lived in Walford.
And I feel like actually Julie's done the worst possible thing she could have done for him. Like she's taken him out of a situation, of a location that he's become very incredibly familiar with, as familiar as he can be. You know, and it's going to get to a point where nowhere is familiar, of course. Like, but upskittling him like that, so he's now got to go on a, he's going to get in a taxi and then go on a train for miles and miles and miles, and then go to somewhere that he might now not remember. It kind of feels like that's not a great thing for her to have done, to be fair.
I mean, when she said, "Oh, we've got a 9-hour train journey," I thought, "Really? In this, I don't think that's the best shout.
Where do they
Break
live,
it up a bit,
Lapland?
Julie.
It's 9 hours.
Scotland,
Yeah,
innit?
Scotland. 9 hours
Yeah.
to get to
Well,
Scotland.
yeah, of course it is from London. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
Break
I
it up.
mean,
Stop off at Sheffield, don't we? I'll make you a brew.
yeah,
Come
Rhea'll
on.
sort you out. It's fine. I've take us to the bar. Get him some of your nice
Yeah.
shots. What was
There
that
you
nice shot
go.
that I had at your bar that I absolutely loved? Was it
You
a
expect me
crunchy
to
thing?
remember?
It was a crunchy thing or something like that. It was some sort of
A
honeycomb
crunchy.
thing. Yeah, I don't know what it was. It was a chocolate
Oh,
bar.
yeah, no, I vaguely
Yeah,
remember.
it was lush. Go
Of
to Reese Bar. The
course.
shots are lush. Anyway, so I can promise that Nigel and his ridiculous cardigans will be back soon. How is he going to do this though? Because that means that will he run away again then? Will he have to do the journey back on his own again?
Oh,
He's going to be a
potentially.
mess when
I
he gets back to Walford, isn't he?
don't think he'd be able to find his. Oh, maybe. See, this is the thing, because I think, in a way, because he's been with Phil all this time now, I think he
Yeah.
does need to kind of stay with Phil, only because I could be wrong, but I don't think he's once forgotten who Phil is throughout
No.
any of this.
No.
Because he's known Phil, because he knew Phil when he was younger. This is
Yeah.
only my experience, is that they tend to go back to that age as the age
Yeah.
that they remember, like in the
Yeah.
20s, 30s.
Yeah.
So he'll, but whereas with Julie, she doesn't go into that time frame in his life. So I feel like actually Julie should have just moved
Yeah.
in with Phil and Nigel,
Yeah. I mean, the big
which I
question
think.
here is actually anybody thinking about Nigel at this point? You know,
Well, I guess, yeah, because Julie's just thinking, I've got him back
yeah.
finally. What's actually right for him?
Emphasis on
Yeah,
I've got him back.
Phil weren't thinking, maybe his wife could come and stay here. That could be good for Nigel.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think maybe it'll take Nigel to go, I want you both. I
Yeah.
want to live with you
Deal with
both.
that.
You both help. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It's yeah, it's just so sad. I mean, I don't get me wrong. There's no villain in this piece for me. I completely and
Oh,
utterly
no.
understand everybody's point of view during this
Yeah.
because they actually both need. It's so strange to sort of see this storyline where these two people separately need this fading person for kind of selfish reasons for themselves. Like Julie, yes, she's been married to him for years, and then Phil has gone through this horrific thing with his mental health, so he needs some support as well. Whereas actually nobody's thinking about the guy in the middle, and it's also a bit of a King Canute situation where they want to chop him in
Yeah.
half and both take a half each.
Yes,
So
yeah.
it's sad. So I don't know where this goes from here. I feel we're right. I feel like Julie's just gonna have to move to Walford for a bit.
Yeah. I
Moving with
think that's
Phil.
got to be it,
That's
right?
gotta be the solution, hasn't it? Yeah.
You can't even keep to-ing and fro-ing between
No.
Walford and Scotland. Like, you can't be
God,
doing
yeah, it's
9-hour
not like you're
train
going,
journeys all
no,
the
it's not like you're
time.
going down the road,
No.
is it? It's like a massive
No.
train journey. I mean, in many universes, you would probably turn around to Phil and say, you're having a laugh. You can't leave him here. Things blow up all the time. There's murderers that live here. This place is awful. We can't keep him here. He'll die anyway.
Yeah.
So, but it does seem to be the most sensible
Yeah.
solution that he feels the most comfortable in Walford. He came back to Walford for a reason, and that was when he was more lucid than he is now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Julie needs to move to Walford, I think, is the solution to this, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
We shall see what happens. Right, we will talk about Phil lashing out now and exactly why he's lashing out when he discovers the truth between Johnny and Callum. So, the truth about Johnny and Callum appears to be out. Now, I want to say, first of all, I thought it was a bit kind of rich of Phil to just walk up the stairs, see Callum and Johnny walking out of a room, fully clothed. They weren't touching each other. They weren't kissing. They weren't hugging
I
or anything
did
like that.
think
All they
that,
were doing was just
yeah.
walking out of a room. And he made the assumption, you two gay men have come out of a room together. Clearly, you're having sex. Rawr! Now, the fact that that's true is irrelevant.
I actually thought the same, but I actually rewatched it, and Johnny does pull a face like he's been busted. So I
Oh, does
think,
he? All right, fair.
Johnny kind of goes,
Yeah, like
bitch.
really
He
obvious.
baits himself out, which means, it makes
Yeah.
it obvious
He
what's
may as well
happening,
have been
yeah.
sucking on Callum's nipple for all for the
Were you
sake.
going to say something else there,
Would
Rob?
I? Would I
Moving
say that?
on.
Would I say that? Would I say that? Can I just say, I didn't make the connection at all. And I feel ridiculous that I didn't make this connection at all. the whole Linda knowing about the fact that Callum's having this affair would have affected Phil and Linda's relationship. I didn't make that connection at all in my head.
I didn't
Mad.
make that connection at all. But having said that, we've not seen much of Linda and Phil like since it's been a thing with Callum and Johnny, so
No, it's
that's
been very
kind of
separate.
why.
But
Yeah,
Linda
had we maybe
doesn't.
seen a few more conversations, am I going, oh, hang
Yeah.
on, Phil's
Yeah,
not going to be
but
happy about that.
Linda didn't seem the slightest bit bothered for it. In fact, if anything, she actively encouraged it, didn't she? So I did not make that connection at all. But I can understand why Phil is all of a sudden like, call this friendship, do you? See you later. Yeah, so Johnny and Callum can't keep their hands off each other. They're doing this thing at the minute where like they'll say to each other, right, we need to be friends. Yep, that's it, that's it. And then they'll just stare at each other for 3 seconds and then go at it like beasts. And it's sort of like, okay, so you want to do this. Where are we with Callum at the minute? Like, do you think this is a villain thing for, I don't mean villain, but do you know what I mean? Like, is he a bad person for doing this? There's going to be Ballon fans shouting, yes, of course he is at me. But what do you think?
Honestly, because I know some people are saying it's really out of character for Callum.
No, it
And I
isn't, but
think
carry on.
well, in some respects, I actually understand that point. However, this isn't like it's some random person that he's met, at the Albert, had a one night stand with, or
Yeah.
do you know what I mean? He's
Yeah,
got
yeah.
he knows Johnny. It's a bit deeper than that. So it's not like it's just some it's he knows him well. They've been like sharing they've been sharing conversations with each other that have been quite personal. So to me, it don't actually feel out of character because we've watched this progress.
Yeah.
Had we not watched it progress and it had just been and being like, all right, mate, want a pint? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And then they started an affair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would feel a bit out of
Out of the blue.
character.
Yeah.
But because they've been building this up for a bit, it doesn't actually. And I was really against it to start because I'm like, yeah, but they're like family. But actually, I think it makes more sense now because of them having that connection for so many years
Yeah.
that Callum has gone for Johnny. Because I don't think it would have been more out of character if Callum had met a randomer at the
Yeah.
Albert and started an affair
Had a
like
one night
that.
stand. Yeah.
But
Like
he's
met
got
someone on Grindr.
this. Yeah, but he's got this connection with Johnny, so it actually makes more sense, in my opinion, because it's
Yeah.
Johnny.
I
There you
mean,
go.
I just kind of think that, and also what this is at the minute, it seems to be Callum just sort of saying, right, do you know what? I need to just think about myself for a second, right? I just need to sort of bear in mind that he's expected to just be completely and utterly devoted to Ben for presumably, in his mind, the next 6 years. So nothing in his life is about, like, he's allowed, like, occasionally one Christmas where he might fly across to America and spend the night with Ben. Still mad to me, but there we go. It just makes no sense to me. I can't believe that's a thing. And so I don't, I just, there's something in me that just sort of, I don't blame him for this whatsoever. I really don't. I
Yeah,
mean,
but
I know. Go on.
well, if my partner went to jail for 6 years, I wouldn't be like, well, that's it then, we're done, to be
No.
fair. I'd wait.
Would you for 6 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
Wow.
hand on heart mean that I would. But do you know what? Maybe, Rob, maybe it'd be a bit out. Maybe I would go out of character and there'd be
Think you
somebody
would,
there who I've had this connection with who's like family and I could, you know what?
mate.
Yeah, because you're here.
I tell you what, if your partner went to prison and I was straight, he'd be worried, let me tell
No, but legit, like genuinely though, like
Yeah,
you would, and it's
I
his,
know.
if
I just don't. The thing is, yeah, that's fine in real life, but in a soap, right? You're
Ben been
supposed to.
waiting.
Well, this is the other thing. Callum made that the kind of connection this week. Like, are you telling me that Callum, that Ben's not had like anything while he's been in prison, which is sort of, there's slightly dodgy connotations there considering Ben's history. But it's sort of like, I don't know. And also, this is a soap, all right? And you're telling me that it's a person like Callum has allowed no storylines whatsoever until Ben returns. Like, the only scenes we're ever supposed to see of Callum is once a week. We'll see him kneeling down towards his shrine of Ben, like he lights a
Well,
candle and says how much he misses into a picture, and that's it. That's all we ever get of
I
Callum.
agree. I totally agree with that. But when Ben left, they were still a couple. They didn't
Yeah,
split up.
I'm not denying that.
So,
I'm not denying that at all.
I know, but then if you're going to leave it like that, then it's like you say, but then what's Callum supposed to do for 6 years? I
Yeah.
think maybe they should have split. Or maybe since they could have gone, they could have been arguing on phone calls or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then they could have split, and then at least then Callum's not tied down to somebody who can't have any storylines because he's in jail on
Yeah.
the other side of the world. But they've
Also,
not done it that way, have they?
no, they haven't. Also, I still at this point do not understand how the hell Ben is even coming back. because
I don't.
not that long ago we were talking, well, but not so long ago we were talking about the fact that Ben had been put in solitary because he'd been fighting. This is not somebody that's going to get released for good behavior. And now the general consensus at this point, genuinely online, is sort of like, I'm guessing that Trump deports him. I mean, it's possible. Let's be real here.
I don't understand how it'd be either, unless it is something, unless they are going to write it in or something like that, because we have had, like, I don't know how long ago it was, but in the UK, like, a lot of
People released,
non-violent offenders got released.
yeah.
And if it's classed as non because it was for fraud, then they're
Yeah.
going to write it in like
Oh,
that.
sure. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I can
But
see
then it's
that.
like you say, if he's been in solitary, what's he been in solitary for fighting in jail? Because
Fighting,
then he
yeah.
has been violent
He's been
whilst he's in there.
exactly. But
But do they
then,
go, well, you know, that's just
well, you're
what
in
happens when you
prison,
go to
in a
prison,
men's
isn't
prison. Yeah, I bet violence happens all the time in a men's
it?
prison. Oh, I don't know. I don't know how
I
this is going
don't
to
get
happen.
how they're going to write him back in.
No, I don't understand. It's going to be one of those
No.
things that I think it just isn't. But to be fair, the sending Ben to prison in the first place was a bit mad. So his return may as well be a bit mad as well.
It was the only. To be fair, though, like, I don't know how else they would have written him out at the time. Because it's not like
No.
even Callum was struggling. He needed to be there for Lexi, so it had to be
Yeah.
something like out of Ben's control that made him leave. But yeah,
Yeah.
how are you bringing him back from that? No
I mean,
idea.
as far as Callum and Johnny are concerned, I'm just going to set my flags out now. I am Team Jallum. I'm sorry. Like, I just feel that Callum needs to just move on because I don't think that Callum is his own character when he's with Ben. I really, really don't. I think he's just Ben Mitchell's partner. And the fact that we haven't seen anything from Callum since Ben left, and now we know that Ben's coming back, and now this storyline has started for Callum, and it's still connected to Ben. I just feel like Callum needs to move on from Ben to become a character in his own right. And it makes so much more sense for that Callum and Johnny to be together because of the fact that Callum is just this dedicated police officer. Why would he be with someone like Ben rather than someone like Callum? It was someone like Johnny if he's that dedicated a police officer. It makes no sense to me.
I mean, you make a solid argument, Rob, but the thing is, maybe that is what's going to happen, and he's going to leave Ben, but then Ben's going to come back, and then they're
Yeah,
just going to be
of course they are.
anguished
Of
across the
course they are.
square
That's
from each other, and
exactly
then
what's going
Callum's
to
going to have to
happen.
make a choice.
I tell you what's going to happen, Ray. I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. Johnny and Callum are going to get together when Ben returns, and we're going to have a few weeks slash months of Ben anguish where he lashes out at anybody. He'll probably chuck Johnny over the bridge or something, or lock him in a car boot. Something like that will happen, and Callum will say, "Do you know what, Ben? Me and you are over. That's it." And then Johnny and Callum will be going to their official first date as a couple together. Johnny will be waiting for him. It'll be pouring down with rain, and then it'll be pitch black. And then Callum will be on his way to the date with Johnny. Realize that it's not Johnny he wants to be with. It'll be with Ben. He will run through the square, rain absolutely pelting down, to that park where they have that first kiss, and then
Yeah, I
they'll
knew you were going to
recreate
say
that.
that. And
That's
there'll
what's
be
going to happen.
moonlight
Yeah, of
and
course
it'll
they
be
will.
full
The world will
moon.
go silent as their lips meets again. That's what's going to happen. I'm telling you now. 50
I
quid says
mean,
that. 50 quid says that happens.
I'm not going to bet you on it because I believe you. So, yeah,
Yeah.
more than likely.
Yeah.
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 But
Yeah.
how? How will Ben come back? That
Either
is the
escapes or gets
question.
deported. But one of those two is both of you,
Well,
both are insane.
anyway, so something we've not mentioned after
Yes.
Phil finds all this out.
Yeah. He
So
goes a bit
then he's
mad.
decided, yeah. So Jay and Callum then decide to go, oh, come on, Phil, it's not that big of a deal. Which actually, I disagree with him being like that to Phil because actually it is a
Yeah,
big deal.
wasn't the biggest thing, best thing to say to Phil at that moment. I'm
No.
sort of surprised that Jay didn't react slightly more angrily. But
I am actually like, oh, well, you know,
oh,
Callum, what are you going
well,
to
you get
do?
over
What are you
it.
going to
What are you
do?
going to do,
Yeah.
Johnny? That's what you're going to do. There you go. Fair enough.
So then Phil decides he don't want Lexi to live with them because they're not her real dads in inverted commas anyway. And he's gonna go for custody of Lexi.
Good luck with
I'm
that, Philip.
guessing replacing Nigel because Nigel's just left. So whether
Yeah.
that carries on if Nigel is returning,
Yeah.
is Phil still gonna want to try
Well,
and
this is the thing. Yeah, I mean,
pursue
I
that?
don't think it's going to be a case of Nigel walks back through the door and you just say, all right, forget all that, Callum. Right, carry on. That's fine. I've got Nigel back now. No, this
Yeah.
is going to be a thing now, isn't
You
it? Because,
reckon?
I mean, do you think that Phil would have reacted so differently if Nigel hadn't have left that day? I mean, yes, he was reacting to the Nigel thing. That's why he went so mad at that moment. But, like, what would his reaction have been, do you reckon, if Nigel hadn't gone?
I don't know. This is what I thought because Jay said something to him like, oh, let's be honest, this is all about Nigel. And I was like, is it? Or is he actually genuinely a bit annoyed that he's just seen his son's partner cheating on him?
Yeah,
Like,
but he wouldn't be
for Phil,
threatening
it's
to take
quite a
Lexi
Phil
off them.
reaction, actually. in a way, regardless of what's happened with Nigel. But obviously, maybe he would have gone in slightly calmer. I don't know. I don't think he would, in fairness. I
I
think he'd
don't
do
know
the
if he'd
exact same.
I don't know if he'd be threatening to take Lexi off them though. Do you
No,
know what I
that
mean?
bit I don't think
Especially
he'd do.
Jay as
That's
well.
in revenge to
Yeah, of
that's trying
course
to
it
get back
is.
at Jay for making Nigel leave that.
Yeah,
But I think all the
100%.
rest of it he would have still done. He would have still reacted the same way. But
Yeah.
I don't. This is the only thing I was wondering. Is this how Ben comes back? Because there's then going to be a Lexi custody battle, and then the prison's going to be like, well, you know what? Instead of letting the court spend all that money, let him go back to his daughter. It were a non-violent crime. He's done some of his time. I don't know.
Let's just accept now the Ben return reasons are going to be nonsense. Okay, like that's just going to have to happen for fine, whatever. I can't see this going well for Phil in any way. Like in terms of like the courts looking at Phil Mitchell's history and saying, "Oh yeah, let's send that little girl with you." Yeah, that's gonna happen, isn't it? Even with Richie's best plans on track, that's not going to happen, surely.
I thought this because as well he's already got Raymond, and from what I can tell, he don't really see Raymond
No.
all that much. He's got
We barely
Albie, who
see
he never
Raymond all that
sees.
much.
Yeah,
Yeah,
true.
yeah.
He's got Albie, who he doesn't see. So why would a court then say, have your granddaughter? I don't know, they've already got all these agreements at Lex's age as well. They'd surely take on board what she would want in this matter.
Why is Lexi the most mature person in any of this
Well,
family?
this is
She's,
it. And I think the courts will see that and be like, let's see what she wants to do. Having said that, I don't think she's going to want to live with Callum anymore.
After this, yeah, no. I mean, I think she'd choose to go with Jay, wouldn't she?
Yeah, that's what I think she'd choose, but remains to be seen, doesn't
Remains
it?
to be seen. We shall see what happens. But this is all going to get very, 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 very messy. Bring it on. I mean, tell me honestly, get off the fence, take sides and be a woman. Ben and Callum, or Ben and Callum, or Callum
All
and Johnny.
right. Ooh. Do you know what? I'd rather Callum just be single and be his own character for a bit.
I
But
mean,
if
there
I'm
is that.
saying that, then.
You're
But
saying not
then if
Ben and
I've got
Callum,
to
aren't
pick
you?
out of the two, it'd be. No, if I were picking out of the two in with that thought process, it would be Johnny because, like you say, he is more of his own character when he's not with Ben. I agree with what you were saying. So, yeah, I guess.
With a huge amount of trepidation, I say, give us your thoughts on this in the comment section below. Please don't go mad. Okay, it's not that
It's just
deep.
our opinions, and
Just our opinions.
you disagree, absolutely
Oh.
fine, but it's not personal, guys. It's just what we think.
I had to do this during Wolford Weekly. It's like going back in time, let me tell you. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the next story. It would seem the future of the Vic is sealed. What do we reckon, Ree? What do we reckon?
Okay, honestly.
Now I want you to lie.
It all seems a bit too good to be true. Oh, look what's happened here. Martin's left this life insurance and I'm just going to buy the Vic for Kat with
Do you
it.
know what, though?
Okay. All right.
What I was kind of quite impressed by is that they released basically a false spoiler for this storyline this week, because I knew this scratch card thing was coming. And
Oh, okay.
they made out like that was going to be how they got the money for the Vic.
Right, okay. I
And
didn't
I
see
was
that.
thinking that that was the worst thing I'd ever heard in my life and
Yeah,
thought it was
true.
ridiculous.
That's why they've done it, haven't they? They're like, that'd be a ridiculous way to write it, and she's just got 100 grand, wouldn't it? We're not
Yeah.
doing that though, look.
No.
Look,
Here's another
here's a more
ridiculous reason.
realistic. Do you know what, actually? It is a more realistic way that she's getting it from the
Yeah.
life insurance. But the thing for me that's a bit too ridiculous is the fact that she's then deciding that she's going to buy the Vic with it and give it to Kat. That's the bit that don't make sense to me. It
Yeah.
makes sense that she's got the money, but for Stacey to then be like, oh yeah, I'll buy the Vic for you. I was trying to do the maths as well. Like, you ain't got enough money with 100 grand.
100
Not if
grand's
you're
not
giving
enough,
some
is
to,
it?
no, not if you're giving some to Bex and
And
who else
Roman.
did she say? And Roman. So that then how much are you giving them? You're not gonna be left with that much,
No,
really.
no.
But I don't, because to me, I'm getting the impression they are buying the building of the Vic, not
Yeah.
just the lease. If they're getting the lease, it would actually make sense if it's just the
Might
lease.
be the lease then.
But it's on auction. You're not going to auction off a lease.
Because also, this is a now a newly refurbished building, the Vic, as well, isn't it? So that's,
Yeah.
if anything, that would put the price up for the Vic.
I reckon Vic could go for about 5 million London, you know.
5 million, you reckon?
Well, all right, maybe I'm being a bit generous. I don't know. It'd go for well over a million.
Oh yeah,
Like well
easily.
over a million.
To be fair, you could look at every single property in Walford, like centre of London, right next door to a tube station,
Well, this
basically
is
its own
it.
little community. Each of those houses is probably close to a million anyway. Nobody
Oh,
in Albert Square
I
could
think
actually
they're
afford to
probably
live there.
over. I actually think they're over a mil, probably,
Probably,
for
probably.
London. But anyway, regardless, I
Yeah.
just think, how much is she going to be left over with? Has she even got enough? But then again, maybe Kat's like, maybe they're still going to go to the bank and go, well, we've got this much to put forward. Maybe I'm getting too much into the nitty-gritty of it,
Possibly.
but
I mean, I feel like, yeah, but the thing is as well, though, Kat's not exactly skint these days, is she? So
no,
Kat
true,
could probably
true,
contribute quite a bit. I feel like they've just about covered themselves with in terms of how it could happen. I was very pleased, even though the life insurance thing is sort of like a bit, oh, okay, but it's much better than what I thought this was happening, and the
yeah,
way
the
that they
scratch
made it
card.
sound was
That's
happening
why
with the
they've done
scratch
it.
card, which, so if anything, that makes it a bit more forgivable. The idea of Martin like putting forward for life insurance, yeah, I can just about buy that, in terms of
Yeah,
him wanting to
same,
protect his
yeah.
family. Fine, whatever. We knew this was happening, and the thing is, I feel like clearly when the Vic was being rebuilt and the Knights were going back into it, clearly the plan wasn't for them to then immediately leave. That's been a change of like producers, so they needed to come up with something to get the Knights out and to somehow get the Slaters in. So it's I think they've done what they've had to do in the situation with what was available to them,
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But then this, so now it's like, how are they going to write Stacey out? Obviously, she's got money. Is she going to decide I'm going to go travelling with kids or something? Life's too
Maybe.
short, YOLO.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I
Here's a bit
still
for
think,
you, Kat, and then a bit for me
yeah,
to go travelling or
there's this
something.
pub that so much traumatic stuff has happened to me, so I'll buy that for you, which in itself
Oh, God,
is,
yeah, I didn't even
which in
think of
its,
that.
yeah, which in itself is a bit mad. But then, like we've said many times, nobody would set foot in that building in Albert Square, would they? Ever?
No,
You'd be,
true.
no, that's that place is basically haunted, and it needs condemning and burning down to the ground and never rebuilding again because it's a horrific building. But whatever. I still think that Max is going to be involved in Stacey's exit somehow, because I don't think they're going to be able to resist the idea of Max being back and then mixing it in with Stacey somehow.
He's got to be, but how would that lead to Stacey leaving, I
I don't
wonder?
know.
Maybe Max will give Stacey some money towards the Vic so
Could
that she
be.
can, and then he can be part of the Vic as well,
Oh God,
potentially.
maybe. Although I can't imagine without Stacey there, the Slaters would entertain him that much. And I feel like
That is true.
Max has got enough to be getting on with without getting involved with the Vic as well, hasn't he? To be fair.
Very good point. Very good point. Interesting.
Time will tell. Right, let's move on to the next story. Okay, before we start with the big storyline, let's have a little chat about Harry and Ravi and Kojo. So last week, Ravi had basically turned around to Harry and said, "You're mine, you're working for me," and he's now got Harry delivering rucksacks of drugs around London. And he's sort of like being quite intimidating and basically like kind of keeps walking into the Archers and sort of making himself very unwelcome, especially when Phil's around, because Phil, now he hasn't got Nigel, is going to be spending a lot more time at the Archers. So that's going to make things
Oh,
more
well.
difficult for Harry.
Of course.
Of course. And he's also moved in with Kojo because he kind of had a little falling out with Teddy. And because George is living there as well, he's moved in with George as well. And frankly, George can pipe down saying, "Oh, well, I don't really know if I want Harry living here." So I'm sorry, George, there isn't a picture of you and Kojo on the wall. It's a picture of Kojo and Harry. So pipe
That's so
down,
true.
isn't
He
it?
ain't got a picture of him and his brother,
No,
has he, anywhere?
no.
Without that we've noticed. Yeah, I mean, it'd make more sense for George to move out, get his own place, and for
Yeah.
Harry to have George's room at this
Yeah.
point, right?
Of course it
That's
would.
what I'd be. Then
Yeah.
again, Kojo's not gonna Kojo will have anyone in, won't he, if he's a
Oh,
mate
he's a
and he
nice
knows
guy. I
him.
can't believe that you thought he'd I can't believe that you thought he'd attack Cindy. He's a lovely guy. Also, how many rooms has Kojo's flat got?
No, Harry's on the surfer, isn't he? They've not got
Oh yeah,
loads
of
of
course he
rooms
is.
in Kojo's flat, so this is what I'm saying. Then again, where would George go to? Are they going to introduce loads more flats in this little
With the new
block that he's
set.
in?
Might be, might be. I just kind of, the one thing that I think we could really pull out of this storyline this week is when Ravi came over to the flat, we did theorize something like this might be kicking off soon. And there was a little bit of a moment where Ravi was sort of watching Kojo and sort of seeing the relationship between the two of them. So I very much think that Kojo at some point is going to be a pawn in Ravi's game, isn't he?
Well, I'm sorry, but that's where the line will be crossed with
Yeah.
Ravi for me
Yeah.
bad guy to villain if he
Right.
starts. If he starts on Kojo, he's a villain
Yeah.
again. And we've already had his redemption, so they can't do it again. He can't start on Kojo. You just can't. That's it. Then you're a villain. Sorry.
I think that's where I might be heading. I really, really
Then
do.
again, Kojo did flush 50 grand worth of
Yeah.
his drugs down
He's
the
not gonna get
toilet. So
away
if
with
there's
that.
ever a time to become a villain, it could
I
be when you
mean,
find that out.
to be fair, all Ravi really needs to do is say, "All right, before I leave this flat, I'm just going to nip to the loo," and then he's going to walk in, and it's going to be like a winter wonderland around the bathroom. It's like, this
Ooh,
ain't
that's
talcum
true.
powder, is it? Yes. So
Nah,
he's going to work it out.
Harry'll cleaned any evidence up by now, I feel like, but
You'd
you
hope
never
so, wouldn't
know.
you? You'd hope so.
Toilet's gonna be blocked up and it's gonna be like white foam in there, and he'll be like, hang on a minute, what's
Yeah.
all this?
I don't know how easily 50 grand's worth of coke goes down the loo. I've not tried it before, but not well would be my guess. I know it's
Yeah,
powder,
that's
but
true. Yeah, because it's a lot, right?
yeah, it's
Right? Surely that's a
a
lot.
lot, a lot of coke. I imagine.
Well.
I don't know what the price value is of coke these days. It could be a little bag for all I know.
Yeah. God
There you go.
knows.
Right, so I feel like that's going to be something coming more in the coming weeks,
Mm.
but worth a little discussion point. I feel like Kojo might be in a little bit of danger. Right, let's move on
Oh.
to the big storyline of the week. Oscar Branning has arrived. So, Oscar Branning, first thoughts on this ball of absolute madness that has arrived in Albert Square, Ree?
Love him, brilliant, more of him. Just have Oscar in every scene at all times because he's amazing. And I can't believe I'm
He
saying that about someone we've known for a week.
is utterly spectacular. I loved every
So
single
good.
second of him. He's so funny.
So
Like,
funny. His timing's great.
I mean, right, Pierre Moliere, he is excellent, by the way. Like,
Yeah,
he
he
is,
is excellent.
and the casting in itself, even look wise, is amazing. Like, I can't believe they managed to find someone who looks so much like Jake Wood and also is this good in such an
Yeah.
insane role as Oscar is, like, because he is a ball of absolute chaos, isn't he? A bisexual ball of chaos.
He's even studied. I feel like he's gone next level and studied Jake Wood's
Yeah.
mannerisms when he's Max, because you can see it, can't
Yeah.
you?
There was little
Like little
things.
face
Yeah,
touches
all the
and things
face
like that,
touches.
and
But also,
sitting, you know, yeah.
that scowl that Max does when he's in a dark place. We got a few flashes of that with Oscar this week, and it was
Yes.
absolutely spot on, wasn't it?
Definitely. It's the
Absolutely
I think he
mad.
does an eyebrow furrow
Yeah,
and it's spot on.
spot
Yeah.
on, crazy.
Definitely.
So we
Great.
meet Oscar this week. The first time we meet him, it's like, what is it, like a young offenders institute or something, or like a young
Yeah, he's
person's.
just been released from it. Yeah, from
Yeah,
Young
and he's got a
Offenders, let's
tag.
call it.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
he's got a tag on his on his on his ankle, and he's got himself into some sort of mad situation where he's basically got a gang after him, and so he's getting threatening messages, which he hasn't told anybody about. And I mean, it seems to be quite a serious situation he's got himself into here. I'm not convinced he's telling the truth as to how this has happened.
Do you not think, because so what he said is that basically him and Fat Mike went
Who
joyriding.
isn't fat?
Yeah, he's not fat anymore, Pilates.
Yeah.
And but he said he snitched on them because he thought it'd get him a lesser sentence, but turns out it didn't do anything for him except get them all on his back, because I think he was the only one who actually got caught, Oscar. So then he's like, we weren't even me driving, it was Fat Mike driving.
Yeah.
He's found out that he's snitched on him. Having said that, why were Fat Mike released at the same time? Surely he should have been inside,
Well,
right?
exactly. Yeah, this is why I don't think that
Ah,
we're.
okay, yeah,
I
fair. Maybe
feel
he don't
like
add
there's
up
more.
then, actually, now
I
you're
feel
saying
like
it.
there's more to it. I feel like even without that, I feel like the Oscar is the sort of person that clearly has something else going on underneath the surface.
True.
Because at the very least, he's Max Branning's son, we think. Throw your theory in now.
Well, Robert. You know what I'm like with my theories?
Yes.
I've not full named you in a while, have
Settle
I?
down, Rihanna.
Robert.
Settle down, Rihanna.
So I have been pondering. So there's another character that he reminds me of, Oscar. Sean Slater.
Yes.
And come on, we can see that, right? You can see
Absolutely.
he is just Sean to me as well. Don't get me wrong, he does look like Jake Wood, and we just mentioned the like Max
Yeah,
mannerisms.
yeah, yeah.
But I would not be remotely surprised if they went, actually, it turns out that he's Sean's son.
Tanya and Sean did have a thing.
Tanya and Sean had a thing, but I've been trying to look up the dates and I don't think they quite fit. However, Sean was obsessed with Tanya for
Yeah,
ages
he
before they
was.
were a thing.
Yeah, he
So
was.
they could even write in that they'd had a one night stand
Yeah,
and it'd be believable.
it would be
Or
believable.
maybe I'm not doing my research, but I feel like the dates don't quite fit because I think Oscar was born December 2007,
He's
but
17, yeah.
yeah, but Tanya and Sean weren't a thing until 2008, I believe.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong, though, tell me, because then my theory might actually be right.
Well, my only thing with
But
that
like I
is,
say,
I
could
get
write it
it.
in that they'd had a one-nighter,
Yeah,
potentially.
absolutely. And I can see him as Sean's son, to be fair, in many ways. However, I just think that just because the casting is so good in terms of how much he, like, just is an illustration of what a young Jake Wood would look like at that age, I feel like all of that would be a waste if it didn't turn out to be Max's son.
But then I agree with what you're saying, but then I also feel like if you look at him now and think, is he Sean Slater's son, you could see similarities there as
Yeah.
well.
Absolutely.
Both ginger,
Well,
aren't they?
is Sean
But like,
ginger?
I feel like Sean would ginger, weren't
I
they?
thought
Was
like
he not
Sean was more
ginger?
blonde. I think he's more blonde, Sean.
Were
Not
he
as ginger as
strawberry
Max's.
blonde?
He's not as ginger as Max's.
He's not,
No,
no.
no.
And I don't even think
It's quite a
Oscar is either, but he's
distinctive.
got that look. Do you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
yeah. Well, we'll see what
Fair.
happens. We'll see what happens. But Oscar, also
Yes.
something that we spoke about a few weeks ago, Oscar's bisexual. This is an
Oh,
excellent thing, all right? Not
yes,
only for
we, yeah.
bisexuality in general, but actually for the teen demographic of the show, bisexuality.
Yes.
We haven't got a bisexual teen, and I don't think we've had one ever in terms of the teens. So,
I feel like Sonia may have been the last
was she a
bisexual
teenager
teen,
though? I don't know. I
potentially.
don't know if she was a bisexual
Or was
teen
she in her
though. I think she
20s
might have
by
been in
the
her twenties
time?
when she got with. I can't remember her name. What was her
I
name?
can't
That
remember her
I can't
name.
remember her name. Someone will tell us. But Nadine, was it Nadine?
Yes, Nadine. I
Nadine.
think it was Nadine, yeah.
But I think this is great. I think this is fantastic. And it's a real thumbs up for bisexual representation. Bloody marvelous. And
We were
also,
saying it, weren't we?
yeah, absolutely. And also, purely on a shallow perspective, the idea of Max's son being bisexual and thereby shagging anything with a pulse is perfect.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, it makes total sense. And again, you know, I mentioned earlier, I can see the Freddie and Oscar kind of
Yeah.
similarities. And we always ponder, we did ponder it about Freddie a couple of times,
We
although you were
did.
like, no, it's just, you know, but you can kind of see it working, and I'm
Yeah.
here for it. And I
Absolutely.
think, have we seen it? This is what we mentioned when we first talked about it. Have we seen this kind of representation with a male character as
No.
well? I
I
can't.
think the last bisexual male character was, oh, what's his name? He was played by Gary Lucy. You
Oh,
know who I mean, don't you? The one he had sex with Lucy,
yeah.
then he had a thing with Johnny at one point as well. I can't remember his name, but it was him.
Yes.
I think it was the last
Yeah,
bisexual male
okay.
character we had. So it basically, in short, bisexuality is criminally underrepresented in TV drama in
Yes.
general, never mind just the
Yeah,
soap. So
yeah.
this is an excellent move. Well done to whoever was responsible for that.
Yeah.
But Oscar is just a triumph. I thought he was incredible this week. Like, I can't
Yeah.
remember a character coming in with such chaos and. Because the thing is, with a character like Oscar, I feel like he's very difficult to get right. If you're writing him as somebody who is that sort of mad, like, in the talking constantly, gift of the gab, you've got to get that absolutely spot on. And I feel like they did that perfectly with Oscar this week. Like, yeah, he's got the gift of the gab, he will say absolutely anything. Like he's like when like all the little things like he was saying like calling Ian Brian and like when they
Oh,
started
loved
having
that, calling
that's
him
brilliant.
Brian.
Now, did they miss a trick by not
Bri.
having him calling him Adam, like Tanya did?
Yeah, true. Yeah, but he did, I can see the Brian thing. We're almost like, yeah. I know what you're saying there, yeah.
But I mean, the interplay between Ian between Brian and Oscar was fantastic. I love that. I want that to keep going for a very, very long time.
I think they're going to end up actually being very love hate, but more
Yeah.
love. I
Yeah.
think Ian does actually like him
I
in a
think
lot
he
of
likes
ways.
him. I think he likes
Yeah.
him. We know what Ian is like when he doesn't like somebody. And I
Yeah.
feel like
Yeah.
he's mildly irritated by Oscar, but also is
Yeah.
kind of quietly amused by him as well.
Yes. Yeah. Although having said that, you know, he tried to slip on a chip in his shop and
A
got some money
chip.
out of him. I don't think Ian would have been that happy
No.
about that.
No. But then quickly worked out that he was lying and sort of
Yeah.
kind of went toe to toe with him. And
Yeah.
then that brilliant scene where they were just scrapping and then. Oscar just screams at 7:30 on BBC One. I'm being attacked by a pedo. Help me. It's great.
Whilst a social worker's walking out
Yeah.
of Lauren and Peter's house.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Absolutely
Brilliant.
fantastic.
This is the thing, though, right? Because there's been a couple of comments that he has said this week. There was one to do with Jimmy, and he,
He's
like,
calling
I
him
can't remember what the
Stevie.
line was. That was it. And Lauren, and he was like, too soon. And Lauren was like, yeah. And he's like, no other character could have got away with that.
howled at that line. I thought that was
Yeah.
so funny. Yeah.
Because it is too soon,
It's
but it
too
was
soon.
still
Of course
funny.
it
He can
was.
get away with it. He's one of
Yeah.
those characters who's
Instantly
going to
as
be able to
well.
get away with saying these kind of things, yeah, instantly.
But that's the other thing. Like, how have we, how has he got to that stage with us already where it's sort of like, yeah, that's fine. That's Oscar. That's fine. Like, that's really good. Like, fair
Yeah,
play.
true. And I think because he's young as well. I don't know, he's
Yeah.
cheeky chappy, isn't he? He's
He
definitely a
is.
cheeky chappy. He's like if maybe this is what Max would have been like if he'd had a happy childhood.
Yeah, maybe if Jim hadn't messed him
Yeah.
up slightly. I just
Yeah.
think, yeah, it's I can't wait for Max to meet him, by the way. That's going
Yeah,
to be really
this is
because
going to be
apparently
interesting.
they haven't spoken since Christmas 2022, so there's going to be a
Yes,
lot
nearly
of
3 years.
yeah. So is I mean I don't think the sexuality thing is as big these days as it used to be, so I don't know whether that's going to be a huge sector of their relationship, like the sort of talking about that. I don't imagine Max would be that bothered by it, to be fair. I don't think he would. I
No, I
think there's
don't think
bigger
he
things
would.
that Max has to worry about than
Yeah.
is bisexual. But I think that's going to be really interesting. How is Max going to come into it at this stage, do we think?
I think Jack's going to call him about something. I mean, Lauren's, or in
Lauren's
fact,
already
Lauren's
called.
already
Yeah.
called him
Lauren is calling
and
him,
said,
so.
I've got two other sons. Do you want to come and sort your son out? Because,
Yeah.
like, he's living with me.
Yeah.
But then, because what we know of is that Max is going to come back, leave, and then come back.
Yeah.
He has
Stacey.
got Abby. He's got baby Abby as well at the
Yes.
moment.
Yes.
So, is it going to be that he's going to come back, sort Oscar out, maybe the Fat Mike business? Then he'll leave and go, right, let me go and sort things out here with Abby, and then he'll come back more permanently, perhaps.
He'll definitely be involved in Stacey's exit, is my guess. He has to
Well,
be.
Stacey and Oscar met as well this week.
That was a great scene. Yeah, loved
Yeah.
that. Pleased that that happened. Marvellous. That was
Is
good. That
it
was good.
her stepson? Potential stepson, or is it a nephew?
You bang that drum, Ree, until it's proved otherwise. I don't mind. I just think, yeah, I mean, obviously everything that's going on with Oscar in the background that he's not telling anybody is that he's getting all these messages. He's got a knife for self-defense, so clearly he thinks his life's in danger, which
Yeah,
is not
not
great.
great.
It's not
Maybe
great.
that's how Max will come back then. Maybe he's going to get
Maybe,
into a scuffle with all that. Then we're going to see the character redemption room going, right, I need to calm down now. I need to get out of these bad boy ways. Everything's gone too
Well, I
far.
thought it was really nice that when they had the nice interplay between Penny and Oscar as well. I enjoyed that. That was good.
Yes.
There was this nice moment where Oscar is sort of like basically dragged to the market. And to be fair, at 17, I didn't want to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning either, so I can't blame him entirely for that.
I honestly, I'm amazed he did it.
Yeah, I know, right? And he was all sort of just like not taking it seriously, like wandering off halfway after about 5 minutes, like, I'm not doing this, see you later. And then finds out that Jimmy's blind. And then instantly a new serious side of him comes out. And it's sort of like a
Yes.
sense of responsibility. And he's like, it's all
Yeah.
about, yeah, I need to help out around here. That's absolutely fine. I'll do my market shift. And he does it. And it's like, oh, okay, that's the fair play. That's good.
It really touched him, that, didn't it? It was,
Yeah.
you could see that he felt like it were, he, it felt unjust to him because he's like, I don't understand why this has happened to this little baby. And like, oh, I need to help. Like you say, now I need to help out and be responsible because, yeah, you are not far off being a grown up,
Yeah,
pal. So,
this is it.
yeah, like you say, nice to see that serious side as well. We've had it all, haven't we, this week with
Yeah,
him?
he is a
Amazing.
smorgasbord of stuff, is Oscar, and I'm very excited to sort of see where he goes from here. But yeah, I absolutely love him. Peter and Lauren, by the way, they're sort of ticking along fine now. It seems that they've got to sort of keep this thing going with the social worker. Oscar's arrival has
Yeah.
sort of overcomplicated matters slightly.
Yeah.
But it feels like everything's going to be okay on that front, do you think?
Yeah, it feels like it. They're back together, and they're just gonna. Yeah, it feels like they're
Yeah.
over it all, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I think Ian and Cindy are still going to be kind of trying to battle it from behind the scenes, but I feel like
Possibly.
they can bat them aside, that they're fine with that. I think it's going to be the arrival of Max that really puts a dent in these two, to be fair.
Yeah, I agree with that. Especially when he has an affair with Cindy.
Which is going to happen. I'm telling you now,
And
it has to
then they'll
happen.
become stepbrother
Yes. It's all going to be just a big old family tree
Where
in Walford
they
before too
won't get
long, isn't
married
it?
though, Cindy and Max. It'll
Oh,
just be an
God, no.
affair.
So Cindy Branning. Ooh, Cindy Branning. That's
Interesting.
got a ring to it, hasn't
Yeah, it has
it? We
actually.
shall see. But yeah, in short, Oscar, tick. Absolutely 10 out of 10. And
Definitely.
let me tell you, he's getting my gold star this week.
And I'm sorry, but it's getting mine as
That's
well, this
absolutely
same two.
fine. Double gold star for Oscar this week. Welcome, Pierre Moliere. You have arrived and we love you. Marvellous. Absolutely great. Right, ladies and gents, final section of the podcast, as usual, is comments from you.
So we've got a comment, Rob, from
Yes.
Whatnot I Not, who says, with regards to Oscar, I look forward to more of him. I'm learning that so many of the characters that irritate me in their first appearances are the ones I'm sobbing over within a few months. Also, if Oscar's here, Max isn't too far behind. How does Oscar's smoking fit into Robin Rees' theory of it being a sign of a character's villain era? Then again, did we ever see him smoking?
No, we did not, because he never lit the cigarette, and then he was quickly told by Lauren, "You need to quit smoking." So, they
So maybe he
solved.
was a villain and now he's not, then, do we
Is
reckon?
that a symbolic sign of rehabilitation, do we think?
I did wonder though, because to be fair, a character like him, like because of his age, you'd think he'd be vaping. So I thought it were interesting that they put
It's
in that he was
bizarre.
smoking
Because
cigarettes.
he's hardcore, because he's been in Young Offenders Institute.
I bet you can't get vapes in jail, can you?
Bet you
How would you
can't.
charge him? You
Exactly, I
do
bet you
charge
can't.
vapes. You do
Yes,
charge,
love.
like,
Yes, love.
yeah.
They've banned disposables now. So,
Disposable, yeah. Maybe that's why we're on six then.
But yeah,
But he could.
never lit it. So that's how they get around that.
Do you reckon? I still think that they're trying to show us that he's a villain in some ways, though. But then,
Oh, he's a bad boy
maybe
for
it's just he's a
sure.
bad boy. Yeah,
Yeah.
bad boy.
Catherine Cowley has said, "What a horrible oig Oscar is. He irritated me from his first line," and then in brackets, "brilliant." By the way, a lot of mention of Tanya in this ep, obviously necessary for the story, but I don't suppose there is any chance. Joe Joyner, fingers crossed. What do you reckon?
I'd love for that, but I'm not sure if she would come back.
Well, we don't know. She might come back for a bit. She doesn't need to come back full time necessarily, but she could come back
That's
for
true.
a cameo, a le cameo with Pierre Moliere. That would
A
be
bit like Jane
nice.
did, maybe.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I think that there was certainly the last time we saw Tanya, I think, was at Abby's funeral, and we were reliably informed by Cora that she was off her face on tranquilizers. Cora, I want to see back as well, by the way. I loved Cora.
I'd love to see Cora back. And bring them all back. Bring
Bring them
Rainey
all
back while
back.
you're at it. And
Yes,
then
screw it.
Stuart.
Yeah, 2008. Bring it all back.
We've got another comment here from Kieran Smith who says, love Oscar. Funny, charismatic, and a lot of screen presence. Can't wait for him to interact with Max. Genuinely might be my favourite new soap character since Ruby and Emmerdale.
And Wendy
Wow.
Robertson has said, "Oscar is just wonderful. I absolutely love him. He's so funny. Loved the interaction with Brian. Can't wait to see more of him." I mean, yeah, I think as far as new characters go, he's hit the ground running, hasn't he?
Yes. Like you say, the only comments I've seen are people saying, oh, we know they're always a bit over the top at first, but still like him. And like I said, keep him at that level for me.
Yeah.
I've been loving it.
I always compare a new character or a returning character. This is an incredibly mad analogy, but this is what I always think of.
Here we go.
You know when I'm a celebrity, when they throw in a load of cockroaches into someone's head helmet and they go
Yeah.
absolutely crazy and they're crawling around all over the place, and then after about a couple of minutes, they settle down.
Yeah.
That's how I
What a
always.
weird analogy, Rob. Such a you analogy.
That's how I always sort of associate. They
Yeah.
go like throw
Okay.
them into the show and they're crazy and running around like mad, and
Yeah,
then they
okay.
soon
Yeah.
settle.
Yeah. Once they've realized what environment they're in, and yeah, then they settle
Then
down.
they all
Yeah,
settle
got
down
you.
and chew on a bit of bark. That's just what happens, all right?
We've got a comment from Justin Beardsley who says, on the side of Phil and Ben, if Ben was doing the things Callum is doing right now while Callum is the one locked up, people would soon have a problem with it instead of going, they work so well together. They'd be going, oh, classic Ben, this is why we hate him. Always an excuse to blame Ben Mitchell, even when it's not his fault.
Over to you.
I mean, fair point, I guess. Like if it was the other way around and Ben was doing this, that is actually valid. Everyone'd be going,
Is it
poor, that's bad on Ben, poor Callum. But then we don't.
would they be accusing it of being out of character for Ben if he did it though?
No, true, they wouldn't. And I also don't think that we'd be envisaging that Callum would be in. Like, there would be no speculation in our head that, oh, is Callum in prison and, having flings in prison, whereas with
Yeah,
Ben, we're like, he
true,
probably has,
true,
aren't
true.
they?
Yeah,
So
maybe.
then. But I do understand the point as well, because it, like, really, he has done wrong. Callum has cheated on
Course he
Ben. There is
has. Yeah, no denying
no
that.
getting away from that. Is there important context behind it? Yes, but ultimately he has cheated on Ben, and he is right. If it was the other way around, we'd be going, shame on you, Ben. We wouldn't be going, ah, oh, well, Callum needs something to do, doesn't he? Well, Ben's not here, so it's all right. I mean.
I mean, we will see how it all plays out and whose side we're supposed to be on. I think I know the thing is, what is the show actually trying to make us lean towards, do you think? Because it's all very well as having our sides, but what do you think the show actually what whose side the show actually wants us to be on with this? Are we supposed to be thinking, oh, please, what are you doing, Callum? You need to be with Ben, or are we sort of supposed to? Because I don't think Johnny and Callum are a bad couple. This is the problem. They're not writing them as though they're wildly unmatched.
No, I don't, because I'm not watching it and going, oh, Callum, come on. You're just like, oh, all right, Callum. It's nice that you've got somebody there for you, isn't it? That's how we're, I think that's how they're writing it, that we feel like it's okay for Callum to do it. But do you know something we've not mentioned? It's actually Johnny's moved on pretty quick. Is Callum gonna just be a rebound for Johnny because of Felix going? Even though I know, like, that's kind of why they split in a way. But like, did Felix actually mean nothing to Johnny then? Because they were planning on moving in together.
I mean, Johnny and Felix seemed quite happy together at one point, but then bear in mind that this wasn't Johnny and Callum's first little tryst. You know, months ago they had that kiss. So presumably that was supposed to be the seed starting to be sown for where we are now. So I don't know. I don't know. We shall see. I mean, my prediction ultimately is that this is going to lead to heartbreak for Johnny more than anybody else.
Yeah, definitely. I think if Ben was, I think if Ben had gone down for life, then it'd be Johnny and Callum all the
Oh,
way.
he'd
But now
still.
we know that,
He'd still
well,
escape and slash be deported. You know he would. You know he
but we
would.
know that Ben's coming back, so it's not going to be that they're going to make Johnny and Callum live happily ever after by any means, is it?
We shall see. And if you'd like to throw us your theories, comments, questions, or anything like that, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and wherever you get your podcasts. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Yes, you can indeed. That's it this week, ladies and gents. Thanks for watching. Thank you for listening. We should be back at the same time next week. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.